Today is Gaudete Sunday, the Sunday of rejoicing. We've reached the midpoint of Advent, and in less than 2 weeks, hard to believe, we'll be celebrating Christmas. To mark this joy, priests wear rose, not pink, rose vestments, and the rose, not pink, candle is lit on our Advent wreath. So our hearts are filled with this joy, even though technically we're still in that purple time of penance, preparation, and sacrifice. If we look at our scripture passages today, we find the word joy in some form at least 12 times. So when we think of this, we have the prophet Zephaniah proclaiming, looking ahead to the coming of the Messiah at that first Christmas, "Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, for the Lord your God, a mighty Savior, is in your midst." And then looking to the second coming, St. Paul writes, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say it, rejoice, for the Lord is near." The joy we celebrate, though, and the joy that we want to prepare to have fully when we celebrate Christmas, is not a joy that anything in this world can really provide. The joy that we have is given to us by Almighty God through our Savior Jesus Christ. So consider for a moment that beautiful Christmas carol, "Joy to the World." In that, we sing, and I won't sing for you in the early morning, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and the wonders of his love." Our joy is that God loves us so much. He did not abandon us to sin, suffering, and death. Instead, Almighty God, the Father, sent his Son into this world as our Savior. Jesus Christ, true God, became true man through Mary, who had conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. He is the Word of God who became flesh and dwelt among us. And as St. John wrote, "In him we have seen the glory of the only begotten Son, filled with enduring love, truth, and grace." And so, my brothers and sisters, looking to Christ then, we have a Savior. He perfectly revealed God's love to us in all the circumstances.